The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, faces further questions this morning at an Oireachtas committee examining the appointment of Catherine Zappone to a special envoy role last July, which she later declined. It's emerged that Ms. Zappone was told of her impending appointment to a UN role by the minister more than 4 months before the matter was agreed by Cabinet. Documents released by the Department of Foreign Affairs show that Ms. Zappone thanked Simon Coveney for the opportunity on March the 4th. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Simon Coveney will be asked for more details surrounding a series of events that has sparked a political controversy which continues to flare. And the criticism of that short-lived appointment is not confined to the opposition benches. Fianna Fáil TD and Foreign Affairs Committee member James Lawless has said the minister needs to come off his high horse and apologise to the committee. The documents released yesterday show that there was initial contact from Catherine Zappone to Simon Coveney on February 22nd last. Then she spoke about getting an introduction to Samantha Power about the possibility of working with her on equality issues, which she said would be in sync with Irish foreign policy too. 4 days later, on the 26th of February, Catherine Zappone sent a message to Simon Coveney, thanking him for his call, and said she had a knowledge of equality issues within a UN context. Less than a week later, on the 4th of March, Catherine Zappone would thank Simon Coveney for what she termed an incredible opportunity.
The country's third-level colleges will offer course places to tens of thousands of applicants later today. The CAO's first round of offers will be made this afternoon, with the points requirement for courses also being published. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
Demand for third-level places has risen strongly this year, with almost 85,000 applying through the CAO compared to 78,000 last year. This, coupled with record high grades awarded to candidates in this year's leaving certificate exams, is likely to lead to an increase in the points required for many courses. The government has created an additional 4,650 places in an attempt to meet some of this year's demand. Applicants will be notified of offers from lunchtime today, with this year's points requirements published at 2 p.m.
The Minister for Environment, Climate and Communications, Eamon Ryan, has announced that new standards for domestic solid fuels will be introduced across the state within a year, so that the most polluting solid fuels will no longer be available in the Irish market. The regulations, which are being finalised and will be in place before September next year, will in effect make the entire country a low-smoke zone. The minister said he is making the announcement now to allow solid fuel suppliers to plan accordingly and continue to invest in less polluting alternatives. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
Currently, you cannot buy smoky coal in 42 towns and cities across Ireland. Everywhere else, however, it is effectively a free-for-all. Now, that will all change by next winter, according to the Minister for Environment, Climate and Communications, Eamon Ryan. All coal and related products nationwide, including manufactured solid fuel and peat briquettes, will be required to emit less than 10 grams of smoke per hour when burned, reducing to 5 grams by 2025. The sulphur content permitted for all fuels will also be halved over time. Wood sold for heating will have to have a moisture content of 25% or less, reducing to 20% within 4 years, while wet wood will come with instructions to the purchaser about how it should be dried. This will in effect amount to a nationwide ban on smoky solid fuel, not just coal. The minister said that when the government was formed, it gave a commitment to tackle air pollution caused by domestic solid fuel burning, and that it remains committed to doing so.
There was a reduction in the number of people who contacted the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre last year due to COVID-19 restrictions. According to the latest annual report, the centre says many callers could not access the national helpline in privacy. It says there were just over 13,400 contacts to the national helpline in 2020 compared to nearly 14,200 in 2019. The centre says some could not call safely because they were confined in the same space as their abuser or former abusers. Its chief executive, Nolene Blackwell, said while COVID-19 impacted our entire society, the report shows the pandemic's particular effect on survivors was very damaging, isolating them from usual coping resources and intensifying their anxiety. To Paul, Ireland has reported a large increase in the number of people successfully moved into permanent accommodation. The housing charity said a total of 554 people were moved into suitable housing during 2020, which is up 40% on the previous year. Its annual report said that it supported more than 3,500 people on the island of Ireland. The American actor Michael K. Williams has been found dead at his home in New York. Aged 54, he was best known for his roles in the television series The Wire and Boardwalk Empire. Police say the death has been treated as a possible drug overdose. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant for innovative and sustainable home heating solutions to future-proof your home. Visit grant.eu.
Foggy early this morning in parts with poor visibility causing hazardous conditions. Fog will largely clear by mid-morning, becoming widely sunny. Some fog will linger near southern and eastern coasts. It will be dry, humid and very warm today, with highest temperatures 22 to 26 degrees.